waste no time when your dreams are calling, 'cause it's now or never.
Welcome back to the Launchpad. I'm Greg Bolden. Hope you are having a great day today. I know I'm having a great day today because I get to talk to one of my very most favorite people on the planet, George Lako. George, welcome to the Launchpad.
Thank you, Greg. That was a very sweet introduction of you. You're one of my closest friends as well. So,
well, very nice. See, it's a mutual admiration society here at the Launchpad today. One of the things that I think is really exciting about having you join us today and having people hear a bit about your career is that in a lot of ways, it's not sort of the typical career. You've had a very diverse kind of background, both as an actor, which is where you started, and have found great success, having guest starring roles on a ton of shows. Mostly, your career has been doing sort of that action hero, rugged guy kind of roles, and shows like Code Black and SWAT and The Last Ship, Colony, Shooter. I've narrowed down to a smaller, it's a longer list, but I've narrowed down to a smaller list than that. And then also done some soap opera stuff, General Hospital and Days of Our Lives. And maybe what you're probably better known for is actually some of your comedy work from like Girl Boss and especially New Girl. But then you've transitioned from doing some of the acting stuff, which I know you're still involved in, and have gotten into more of the production side and are doing some really exciting work on the production side. Is that something you intended to have sort of a very varied career from the start?
That's a good question. I don't think I intended for that to happen, but I've always been of a mindset in the business world. In college, I took a couple entrepreneur classes. And then when I started acting, I've been acting my whole life, but when I started professionally, like on these big sets, I found myself veering towards the producer's table and watching the monitor from the producer's side of things. And just listening to their conversations amongst each other, I don't know, something sparked inside of me. And I told myself, I really want to be a producer on a big show like this. So I was super grateful for all the roles I got acting-wise. But like I said, each time I was on set, I would either spend some time in the trailer, but the other time I spent was usually around the producers, you know, the producer's tent or the monitors where all the producers are sitting, and just, you know, taking notes about what they're talking about. And I realized that the producers are the bosses of the show, and I really wanted to be that boss. So after I got that high, in quotes, from watching his producers, I told myself that I could do the same thing. I've been producing movies since I was a little kid, with my 8mm camera and my photo cameras. And I don't know, I just fell in love with that and it's stuck with me ever since. So when I saw that it was possible, I just jumped right into it.
I think there's so many great pieces of advice in that story. One of the things that I think is really interesting about people who have been successful, certainly in entertainment, but probably in any industry, is that they learn all the different roles that surround them. I think if a person wants to be a model, for instance, they should know what it is to be a makeup artist. They should know what it is to be a photographer. They should understand some of these things. And as an actor, to be able to understand both what's going on in front of the camera and behind the camera creates the opportunity to become a much better actor, but also opens your eyes to, you know, other possibilities. And likewise, if you want to be a producer or director, getting in front of the camera is also a great opportunity and a great way to learn things.
Yeah, I think it goes both ways, especially if you want to be a producer or director. Doing some acting is crucial. I think it's priceless knowledge to be an actor and then transition into a producer. Sitting in on castings alone, man, what an eye-opening experience. Just thinking that you, as an actor, when you go in auditions, you're so hard on yourself and you have to be so perfect. But then when you sit on the other side of things and you're sitting in on auditions and you're the one casting people, you realize that it's okay to make a mistake, because I would still cast someone who made a mistake but really followed through and took that mistake and made it into something beautiful in the room. whereas I wouldn't book someone who just is perfect all the time. So it just takes a lot of pressure off the acting side. I became such a better auditioner after I started producing because I saw the firsthand account of what it's like to cast people.
Yeah, that's so interesting. This idea of giving yourself permission to be your own person. And I think sometimes too, from the casting side, and here we are, we're veering way off onto a tangent, which I had a feeling we might, but you know, looking at things from the casting side, I think you realize how important it is to just be yourself, because much of the time when you get cast in something, it's because you embody some element of the character that the producers want. So if you're not embodying that person, you're not going to get cast anyway. And if you showcase who you really are, then the next time something comes along that really is in your wheelhouse, a role that they do see that person in you, then they remember you from that.
Absolutely.
I wish actors could see more of the casting process. I think it would demystify a lot of that whole, how do you get the job?
Yeah, I think it's good homework for any actor to, one, create something small for themselves. And while they're creating something small, hold a casting session, whether it's at your house or you can even rent. I think it's like 80 to 100 bucks for 2 hours of time at a casting studio. It's not a lot of money. And they provide you with the camera, they provide you with a table. And then you can really see what it's like to be on the other side.
Love it. That's great advice. So lots of things, you know, a lot of great things coming up for you. Can you share with us a little bit some of the things that are next on the horizon for you?
Yeah. So on the producing front, I think you kind of covered the acting front. I'm still auditioning when I can. Obviously, everybody's in quarantine now. So a lot of the auditions are more voiceovers and less of the physical going into the casting office type of auditions for TV shows. But as far as the producing side, we finished. So I was lucky enough to start a company 3 years ago called Alpha Wolves Television. And I started with one of my really, really close friends who's a director. And basically, we have a 50-50 partnership. And we are fortunate enough to work with some pretty cool companies. We've done 3 Google commercials so far. We've done a Porsche commercial. And we just finished a Volkswagen commercial. That was one of our largest projects, actually. It was 22 locations, 11 days of shooting. And yeah, so that's the stuff we're working on the commercial side. But my goal, obviously, is TV shows and feature films for the producing side. So one of the things that is coming up after this quarantine is over, we are starting to produce a feature. It's a horror film. We were fortunate enough to get a job through a production company in England, and they hired us to produce a horror film, and the budget was around $5 million, and we're still in negotiations regarding the budget, and if we can get some more, whether or not we're getting a certain A-list actor. So that's what I'm working on right now.
That's great. And again, keeping up with the theme of such diversity, there's so many different fields and areas in there, and it's exciting to see all the different kinds of things that you're able to do, and everything from Porsche to horror. A nice diversity there. So there's lots of different areas that you're in and doing some writing and some producing and still doing some of the acting stuff. So lots of different areas. But how did you know, or maybe more the question, when did you know that this entertainment field was really where you belonged and what you wanted to be doing?
I think I knew that at a super young age. Coming from a European family, I wasn't allowed to follow the entertainment path. They didn't know that you could make money in entertainment, or they thought it was a 1 in a million chance, like you would have to win the lottery. So I guess my whole life, I was just trying to prove to them that I could do this professionally and I could make money at this. So I had kind of an odd start. When I was young, I would produce my own little films and act in them. And then I went to school and I majored in biology to become a dentist. And that was purely to satisfy the demands of my grandmother, because she's extremely strict and wanted me to be a doctor. But simultaneously, while I was studying studying biology, I took a minor degree in film and theater. So just to keep that part of my brain active. So And it was more of a present to myself, telling myself that, hey, I'm going to study this on the side. I'm not going to tell anybody, but I will get good grades for my grandmother and show them that I could be a doctor if I wanted to, but I really, really want to move to LA and pursue this full time. So I went to take my dental exam. I did really well. And then I sat my grandmother down and I said, look, I can go to dental school. I can do all of this that you're asking for, but this is my real passion. Let me have a couple of years in LA. And if I do well, I'll stay there. But if I don't do well, I'll go to dental school. So that was my bet with my grandmother. And I came out to LA and started doing well. And the moment they saw me on television, I think they forgot about the dental degree and the dentist, the bet we had.
Yeah, there you go. As soon as you started finding success, I knew that's what he was going to do all along.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. You should have seen the look on their face when they saw me on TV. They're like, they were happy, but also mad at the same time.
They lost out on their free dental work. Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. I love that idea that, it is something I think a lot of people have a hard time, a lot of young people have a hard time convincing their parents that this is a field that they should be in, because it is certainly a hard field to break into, and in many ways it seems impossible. So I do think that it's an interesting thing that a lot of people can relate to, especially young people who are trying to convince their parents that, yes, it should be, this is what I want to do, and you should let me do this, because you know, there's a lot of horror stories, and it is a very difficult business to break into. But if a person's willing to be flexible about what area of the business and open-minded within reason of what they can do, there's lots of avenues towards success within even this very difficult to enter field.
Yeah, absolutely. You're so right about that. I mean, you could take, for example, getting a psychology degree. It's similar to that, because as a psychologist, when you get a degree, you have thousands of jobs you can do in a psychology world. Well, in entertainment, it's the same thing. If you want to be in entertainment, you can be a lighting guy, a grip, electric on set. You can be a PA professionally. There's so many avenues and ways to make money. So right. I get the idea that the entertainment business is not a way to make money, but I have plenty of friends who are not superstars, they're not celebrities, they're not producers, they're not directors, and they make a great living in the entertainment business.
Yeah, so many doors that are open, and it feels like there's more and more doors opening all the time. So that's a little bit about like some of the opportunities, but certainly it is difficult to break into the business. And have there been barriers that you've faced in reaching some of your goals, and share with us a little bit, maybe some of those barriers and how you've overcome some of those.
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning when I was starting out, there were so many obstacles that I just didn't know how to navigate. But the cool thing is, and this is kind of a full circle conversation, when I signed up for Launch and when I started Launch, it's almost as if those barriers broke down and it became easier to breathe, because you're thrown into an environment where everybody has the same mindset. And also the agents and the scouts that come to Launch, their mindset coming to Launch is knowing that the people that are at Launch are new to this industry and they don't have as much experience. So they're very educated in how to break down those barriers for those people. So I guess, yes, there are barriers, but with anything, if you have a barrier, say in a different field, you go to school and school allows you to break down those barriers and you meet people in that field. With acting, a lot of people didn't go to film school. A lot of people didn't go to acting school. So to have something like Launch, I think Launch is a tool to break those barriers for those greener people. And in this industry, being green means you're just a little bit new and you're still learning. So I give a lot of credit to Launch. I think breaking down barriers may be the most difficult part of getting in this industry. And Launch just does such a great job at breaking down at least 90% of those barriers. So then you're left with the knowledge of how to break down the final 10%.
I think that that's exactly right. And so much of the time, access is an issue. And certainly Launch has been helpful in helping people break through and getting some of that access. But it's a two-way street, much like what we were talking about earlier. a lot of it has to do with a person's attitude and what they put forth. I remember like it was yesterday, and it's been many yesterdays ago, that you attended launch. And I remember any time that I wandered into one of the seminars or workshops in any of the different learning environments, you were always sitting on the front row of every workshop, every showcase, volunteering to participate. And every time I saw you, you looked like a sponge just ready to soak up everything. So, you know, certainly it's the opportunities that you're given, but it's also the attitude that you take and that drive to want to absorb everything that there is. And it was those reasons, and what was so evident in you was the reason why I asked you to come on board to launch and to be a staff member. And you have ever since then, I know it's been many years from being on the other side, not just a participant, but now a staff member. Are there things that you've learned from that by helping out some of those, the other green participants there, that has helped inform what you're doing now?
Yeah, I mean, just to go off of what we said earlier, when I went to launch, I didn't think that I was talented. I didn't think that I was the best actor, but I knew I had a willing to learn. And what I've realized with this industry is you don't have to be the best actor right away. You don't have to be the best producer right away, but you have to have that willingness to learn. And that is, I think, the primary reason of why I've booked shows and why I've been producing some really big projects, is because I never considered myself the most talented, but I did consider myself someone who wants to just soak up as much information as possible. And then doing that and getting on staff, which I am very thankful for to you, by the way, because you're the one that asked me to come on staff. But being on staff, I just wanted to let people know who are also of my mindset that don't think they're the most talented, but really want this, to let them know that's fine. You don't have to be the most talented, but each seminar you're in, each agent you talk to, do not miss anything that they say. Take notes, because all of this is what you're going to take when you move to LA or move to New York and you have meetings. You're going to remember these moments and these seminars and these conversations with these agents that you're going to use for the rest of your career. So my biggest thing being on staff is I wanted to pass that message to a lot of people. I've noticed that a lot of people come to launch are a little insecure. You know, this is their first time on stage, and it's okay to mess up. It's okay to not be the best right now. If I saw my audition tape on my after my first launch to now, there's a drastic change. It's like an amateur to a professional, but it takes that amount of time to become a professional. So don't be so hard on yourself if you don't think you're good now, because in a couple of years from now, if you listen to all the advice that you get from launch, from all that your peers, you're going to be just fine.
Well, and not just from the peers, which I think that is very valuable to get to know the other people who are looking to achieve the same things that you are, your fellow participants at the event and the scouts. But I think the staff is such a wealth of knowledge and so eager to be helpful. And nobody epitomizes that more than you do, George. The willingness to share, the openness that you have with participants, both while they're there and then afterwards, especially trying to navigate Los Angeles as a new person. You have really been such a great inspiration and help to so many of the launch participants. I know you've helped give a leg up to a lot of people along the way. And for that, I know they're grateful. I'm grateful. It's a testament to you and that attitude that I know has helped make you successful by helping other people reach their goals as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think that being on staff, you have a responsibility to pay it forward and send the elevator back down. And I'm not considering myself the most successful by any means, but there are people that are participants in launch that just really stick out. And I really love helping those people because I know that they have so much potential. And just like I needed someone to send the elevator back down, they do too. So staying in touch with them is one of my greatest memories of launch. Is after each launch, there's a handful of people that always reach out, ask me for help on audition tapes and I'll be the first one to help them. I'll drop everything because I know I was in that position as well. And I needed someone to tell me, hey, am I doing this right or am I doing this wrong? Especially when it comes to auditioning. So yeah, I'm glad I can help and I will continue to do so.
Yeah, I know that so many people appreciate that. And it's been a life-changing opportunity for so many of our participants. All right. So speaking of life-changing thoughts and whatnot and inspirations, I like to wrap up each of the different Launchpad interviews with sort of a general life lesson. Can be about anything, but give us maybe a life lesson you've learned along the way on your journey to where you've been and where you're going, something you can, more pearls of wisdom you can share with us.
Yeah, I think, for me personally, my biggest life lesson, and it's just personal, I've always been too hard on myself. And I always think that if I'm not where I want to be in a short amount of time, then I've failed. Well, in the entertainment business, one of the biggest pieces of advice is, one, is patience, and two is don't be so hard on yourself. If I was a participant at Launch 10 years ago, I would never think I'd be where I am now. But at the time, you just don't see it like that. You see it as, I want to be a superstar, and it's just not going to happen overnight. If you are patient and you are persistent and you're not hard on yourself, you will allow your talent to develop. You will allow your skills to develop. And on top of that, don't just choose acting, for example. Have an open mind, because in this field, you're going to be an actor. You're going to book something great on network television. And just like in my case, you may say, hey, I really love the makeup department. I want to try makeup, or I want to try being a sound guy. So just keep your mind open. There are so many avenues in this field, and I would hate for you to think acting is the only thing. And it may be that case. You may just be an actor and you are born an actor, which is great. But I'm telling you, the more you know about entertainment, the better off an actor you'll be, or the better off a makeup artist you'll be. So just open your mind to the business. And it's hard, but everything's hard. If you choose a construction worker, you'll have hard days as a construction worker. So yeah. Just keep your mind open. There's a lot of possibility in this field, and we're all here to help you, especially after you go to Launch. You'll see that.
Yep. I love it. Good advice. And I know it's advice that we all are working on, because we can all be, everybody in the industry, I think, has a tendency to be a little hard on ourselves. Because, you know, oftentimes the thing that puts somebody in the entertainment business is because they like to please, they like to make people feel good. And so there can always be that, I'm not doing enough. Am I enough? So I think it's especially good advice for people in the entertainment industry, and applies to everyone.
Yeah. And the last thing I want to say is, if you are serious about joining Launch, becoming an actor, there's two things you need to do. You need a network. Make as many friends as you can during Launch, or even in the entertainment business. And two, everybody says this and everybody's heard this, but you really need to create your own work. I can't say that enough. Part of the reason that I am in the position I am in is because when I first got to LA after Launch, I told myself, I'm not going to wait for an opportunity. I'm going to create my opportunity. So I created a television show. And off of that television show I created, it wasn't anything that a network picked up or, you know, I got paid for. I just created it myself. I did a photo shoot. We shot a little bit. But in that process, I met my business partner for Alpha Wolves Television because he liked my script. He was a director writer at the time. And he says, hey, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. And through that friendship, through that first partnership, through my script, we became really, really, really close friends. And he asked me 3 years ago if I wanted to start a production company with him. And since then, I've been doing so much better, all because I took matters in my own hand and I started my own opportunity, and look where it led. So that would be my last piece of advice. It would be network with as many people as you can and start your own opportunities, whether it's making a little film, feature film, whatever you can do. Now's the time. The technology is there. People are willing to help, and it doesn't cost as much as it used to cost.
Absolutely. It's the thing that I encourage people all the time. I love that you said that. And it's this idea of, instead of wanting to be something, just go be it. Don't want to be a model. Go be it. You know, go do photo shoots, volunteer for charity shows, create fashion shows. You know, don't want to be an actor, be an actor. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there to put your, everybody carries a camera in their hand all the time. People are making movies from iPhones, and you can't just say that you want it and wait for somebody to give it to you. You've got to go do it and grab it. And along the ways, the people you meet, much like you, you and I have collaborated in minor ways on different things, and you know, you build this network, and who knows where it leads. And in the meantime, you're fulfilling that desire to be an actor, to be a model, to be a singer by just, you know, getting out there and doing it. You don't need permission. Just go do it.
Yeah. And you, and on top of that, the biggest thing I've learned are you learn the mistakes you make.
Yep.
That's so key to me was, okay, I did this wrong, so next time I'm not going to do that. Or I shot this wrong, so next time I'm going to shoot it differently. Those mistakes are the best things that can happen to you early on, because then you're going to grow so much as an entertainer or whatever you choose in this field, because you're making the mistakes early on and not later on.
Love it. George, as always, such a pleasure to talk to you. I cherish your friendship and am so grateful for all that you've done to pay things forward to other aspiring people, including this conversation today. So, thanks so much.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah, I hope I can continue to be more and more successful so I can keep doing that. And the more successful I get, the more people I'm going to help.
Love it. All right. Well, hope that is inspiration for you listening at home. And I hope that you take these words to heart. George's living testament to, you know, living the dream and going and doing the things that you want to do and not letting anything stand in your way. I'm sure you would have made a wonderful dentist, but I'm glad that you're in the entertainment field instead.
Thank you, Greg.
It's not nearly as painful. All right.
No, absolutely not.
So thanks for joining me for another episode of The Launchpad. I'm Greg Bolden, and I hope to see you at a future launch showcase.
Thanks for your time, Greg.
Thanks, George.
Waste no time.